Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Hey, Arnaldo. How are you?
Everything fine. You?
Good, good. You got a couple minutes?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, perfect. So I'm trying to get it clarified what's going on here with the addresses. I sent the explanation you gave me, so I just wanted to confirm it with you. The 619 South Midway, that is your home address, right?
Yes. It's my home address, but we're working with Medicare. When you work with Medicare, you know, when you use the office and you put the office address, you know, and you're moving, you know, after, it's a very complicated, you know, process to change the address. That means that I did was to put my office house, you know, that legal to for Medicare, you know.
Okay.
I have an office in my home, in the back of my phone, in my home. But the 431 is the office that we use for billing.
Is the office in you use West, for bidding?
For billing, billing.
Billing, okay. Billing. And what office and is that? Where is it at? Like, I mean, do you do, literally it's just like, is it like a P.O. box or is it an actual
No. This is office. The 431 is an office. The West Graham Avenue is an office.
Okay.
It's a suite 202.
Suite 202, okay.
This is the office that we use for billing. My house office is using the legal address because I told you, you know, when you apply for Medicaid and you try to change the address, it's very complicated, you know, and stop the payment, you know. And I prefer to put my home address, office home address, you know,
yeah,
Medicare, and receive everything in my home, you know, letters or any notification, you know, mm-hmm. And I get it. And the 501 West Flagler is a legal address, you know, too, but it's a virtual office. It's a satellite office. You know, I use this office for meeting, you know, when I need to make a meeting with one people, you know, but it's not physical office. You know, it's a virtual office. Okay, in this office, receive a mailing too, you mm-hmm. know, for different insurance. But if they need to use the office, they need to set up an appointment, you know, and get the office.
Okay, so when we Google your business, the 501 address comes up.
Yeah, because I get 2 years the lease in this office, and then I change my house, you know. But I leave this office like a virtual office, satellite office, you know. When I need to use the business meeting room, you know, I go in the downtown, you know.
Okay.
This is the I have a contract with this office. I have a contract, you know, okay. The lease contract with this office. But it's a virtual. Right now, it's a virtual office. I transfer everything the legal to C19 South Midway. That is my back office in my house. And for billing purpose, I use the 431 West Grand Avenue.
Okay. Where do you service your patients at?
No, because it's mobile. My company
is mobile. Okay, it's a mobile business.
I don't use
Got it. Okay, that makes sense.
Ah, because you seen that I do the patient in my No.
Yeah, I was wondering where you help your patients out, but okay, that makes sense.
No. The only reason they have the office is for billing. That use the 431 West, mm-hmm. and they have a load park. I park my vehicle there, mm-hmm. and the employee go there. For legal mailing address and everything that is a legal thing, you know, I use my office home. You know.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't change the address never. You know, save if I sell the house, but. You know, all notification, all things I have, you know, I need to get sure, you know.
Yeah.
Because when you move into the office, you know, normally Medicare delayed, you know, the change, you know, and you lost the check, you know.
Yeah.
That means that this 501 West Broadway is a virtual. I receive there the mailing, you know, uh-huh. and I use for meeting. My home office I use for storage equipment and for receive letters or everything that is important. And the 431 west of Grand Avenue is the billing office.
Okay, so when you get your equipment, though, it usually always goes to the 619 office, right?
Yeah, because it's a house, you know, and it's easy to download the equipment because it's a bigger. If you go to the office, the 431 is the first floor, it's a stair, you know, it's difficult, you know, to put that. And anyway, the equipment, the big one, is going to be inside to the bus.
Okay.
And it's a mobile, and the small one is a mobile too, you know?
Well, let me ask you this. It might be a pain to try to get it to there to change the address because it's a home address. Would it be a big problem if we had it sent to 501 West Broadway?
Yes, because for shipping address is a wrong address because it's a building in downtown. The truck can't to download the equipment there, you know, because it's a residential area, you know, we can't. But everything is in the paper, it's documentation. All things that you have on in your file is verified, you know, because the 619, you have the paper that California State is the address there, you know?
Okay, and then the invoice was, where is that invoice at, actually? The invoice you sent me, it has the 619 address on there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Okay, and then do you remember if they needed to be 100% pre-funded to ship it? Do they need to get the money first before they ship it?
The people that are going to board the equipment, you contact to him.
Okay, do you have his contact info, or is it on the invoice, right?
You can call him if you want
to. Sure, do you know his name?
Yes, it's Vito.
Vito. Okay. Vito, do you know his number off the top of your head, or do you have it in your phone?
Yes. Do you have a phone in the voice? No.
Oh! You talking about in the invoice?
Yes. Everything is in the invoice.
Okay.
Because
perfect.
The guy's working in the market to 20 years. I don't know, but he's the bigger guy that working in the medical equipment. Even if you looking in the EVI, it's a big guys. You know, it's a,
okay. Okay, I tell you what. Let me call my my funding department. Let them know what's going on with the address situation because we had three different addresses and everybody was getting confused. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Remember, when you work in mobile, I have a satellite office, you know, because I have one mobile is parking in the downtown because somebody is picking up the downtown, you know, but it's mobile, you know.
Sure, yeah, okay,
the official office on the when I get the old documents is 619 because it's my office house, you know, and all things they're going to receive it, I like to receive it here. The downtown office, you know, it's a virtual office. I use this office for the meeting. You know, when I need to get a meeting with somebody important, you know, I get the meeting room, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's a big building. It's a nice building, you know. And with this office, I start my business with lease for 2 years, you know.
Okay.
But then I leave this office that virtual, you know, forget the mailing, you know, the check. All my check, the all insurance is coming there, you know.
Cool.
The 431 West Grand Avenue is my billing. I use this office, my billing. I park my mobile there in Escondido,
okay.
But it's close to my office house.
Okay.
I believe that's clear.
Perfect. No, I appreciate you clearing that up for me, Arnaldo.
I tried to call you, you know, but explain because you know it's strange because. You know, when Medicare called me, you know, and say, where will you see the patient? No, I don't see the patient in my office. It's mobile. Oh, okay. If it's mobile, it's no problem, you know?
Yeah.
But I use my office house because it's like my house is going to be forever, you know? I want to change
exactly.
The address, you know?
Exactly. That makes sense.
So I need to receive equipment, documents, everything in my house. You know, it's better. Because
okay.
If it's a chance to change your office, you know, it's very complicated to change the Medicare, especially, you know.
Exactly.
You lost payment, everything.
All right, Arnaldo. I'll give you a call back, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.